Congressman Paul Ryan has hit the ground running as Mitt Romney's running mate, bringing some new energy to the campaign and new and fresh attacks on President Obama.
He is making matters worse, and he is spending our children into a diminished future.
Joining us live this morning, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. John, you've been in Iowa, where Paul Ryan addressed the Iowa State Fair, and apparently he got some hecklers yesterday, too.
He got a feisty Iowa welcome, gentlemen, and a welcome to national politics. Most of the crowd was respectful, a lot of supporters there, but two women tried to rush the stage. They were screaming, "Stop the war on the poor," and then the entire 12, 14 minutes the congressman was speaking, there was another gentleman in the second row who stood up screaming in his face the entire time about stop fighting the middle class, stop the war on the middle class. And he mentioned the hecklers a couple times, then he just soldiered on and went through it with his speech, but he knows it's going to be a bruising 85 days ahead now.
You know, we know that those on the far left, far right have been paying a lot of attention to what's going on. But what about, you know, those middle-class Americans you referred to there who are doing their jobs, raising their families, and trying to make ends meet? How much attention are they paying to this, and to what extent can they cut through the rhetoric?
That's a great question in the sense that it depends where you live in the country. I was on the treadmill for a half an hour yesterday morning. I wish I did an hour. And there's six attack ads in that half hour watching the local news here. So if you live in Iowa, if you live in Nevada, if you live in one of the battleground states, you're seeing it on television unless you're clicking through it. And increasingly you're getting the candidates. The president, for example, is here in Iowa now for three straight days. So that's a big deal. Are they getting the debate they want? That's a bigger question. Picking Paul Ryan is proof that the Republicans, and we know this from the Democrats, think this is going to be very much a base-driven election. Who can get their most committed supporters to come out on Election Day? So what if you're one of the small slice of the middle of America, the undecided voters? I'm not sure up to this point this has been the thoughtful campaign they might like.
Of course, Democrats wasted no time going after Paul Ryan. He is portrayed as someone who is above politics to do what's best for the American people. But some Democrats are already saying that he may have pushed to kill last year's grand bargain on the debt ceiling talks because it might have helped President Obama.
Paul Ryan has been in the middle of these issues. Many Americans might not know him, but if they followed the debt ceiling debate, if they followed the budget debate, Paul Ryan has been front and center. And I just had a conversation with David Axelrod here in Iowa, and he says, very nice guy, but he's packaged in, there's a right-wing ideologue packaged in that very nice guy. He has been at the center of these debates, the debt ceiling. He was on the Bowles-Simpson Commission, and he voted no because it had some tax increases in it. So if anything good comes of the Ryan pick, I do think in the last 24 to 48 hours, we've been talking about taxes and Medicare and federal priorities as opposed to what I call the petty, more petty anyway, Bain versus Solyndra debate. So if we actually have a policy discussion now because of Paul Ryan, at least when somebody wins the election, maybe they'll know what the American people voted for.
Well, don't you think the American people want an honest discussion? They know they keep hearing about things like fiscal cliffs that were about to fall off.
I think you're exactly right. And now we'll have the debates coming up, which I think will be defining in this election, three presidential and one vice presidential debate. And I think in our business, we spend a lot of time on these personnel things like the vice presidential pick. We're going to spend a lot of time on which characters in both parties, and I mean characters as a compliment, are going to have big roles at the convention. That's all important, but we need to get into the how much would they cut from Medicare. What do we mean by a fiscal cliff? So the candidates could do a better job, and so could people in our business.
Well, the campaign certainly has some life in it in the last couple of days. Thanks, John.
Take care, gentlemen.
John King, CNN chief national correspondent in Iowa this morning.